going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Heat is headed this way. We're looking at maybe triple digits this week. We could set a record as early as tomorrow. And, of course, the big question is, can the grid handle it?
Most of the state will be at or over 100 degrees, and ERCOT is forecasting peak demand of more than 84 gigawatts around 5 p.m. that night. The highest demand ever in the month of May is 77. The all-time record is 85.5 gigawatts. Now, grid conditions could get tightest around 9 p.m. each day when solar energy drops dramatically. Places like Austin and San Antonio could see their hottest May temperatures ever. While demand is high, there is expected to be plenty of supply, and ERCOT has not yet issued a weather watch. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And then, with this early heat wave headed our way, Matt Rudisill with the On-Time Expert says it's a good reminder to get your home's air conditioner checked before we start getting a long string of 100-degree days this summer.
There's still plenty of time to get a maintenance done. And so if there's some customers out there that still haven't done that seasonal maintenance and had their system cleaned, there's still time to book with a company like On Time Experts and get somebody out to your house to check your system.
And he says that many home AC systems can break down during the summer because they're frequently cycling on and off, and that puts a lot of wear and tear on the equipment.
It's one of the toughest abortion pill bans in the country. It's working its way through the legislature.
Texas Senate Republicans passed Senate Bill 2880. It imposes $100,000 civil penalties against anyone connected to the medical abortion drugs.
Anyone who manufactures, distributes, mails, transports, delivers, prescribes, or provides these abortion pills.
State Senator Brian Hughes authored it. The bill's also designed to evade judicial review. Democratic State Rep Nathan Johnson voted against.
The courts don't have jurisdiction to consider whether or not this law is constitutional.
State courts do not. That's correct.
Only federal court. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After months of planning and a lot of opposition, drilling will begin this week on new several gas wells inside Arlington city limits.
The French company Total Energies is expected to begin drilling several new gas wells in Arlington this week. Arlington Mayor Jim Ross back in January said that state law limited what the city could do about the wells. Catherine Godban was among those concerned about the air quality problems those gas wells could produce.
Tarrant County has the highest rate of childhood asthma in the nation. For the city of Arlington to continue granting these fracking permits takes us into the realm of moral outrage.
Several of the well sites are within 1,000 feet of schools or homes, but are within state regulations. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A truce in the trade war with China, a 90-day pause on those 145% tariffs that the U.S. has imposed on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. and the 125% tariffs on U.S. goods imported into China. Both of those numbers are way down now, at least for the time being. And as we said, Wall Street loves it. The question is, how long will it last? We're going to start this morning by bringing in CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, are we just kicking the can down the road again here?
Well, I think it's better than kicking the can down the road. I think that it really does demonstrate that both sides have a lot to lose by not getting to the table and negotiating. Both the Chinese and the U.S. economies and the entire world economy has really slowed down because of these announced tariffs. And so I think what it tells us is that both sides were kind of blinking, worrying that recession odds were increasing for both. And so as a result, for 90 days, while talks are going to continue, the U.S. has reduced Chinese tariffs from 145% to 30%. And China has reduced its retaliatory tariffs from 125% to 10%. So think of it like 10% across the board, plus there was that separate 20% tariff that was slapped onto China by the U.S. because of the role in the fentanyl trade. So Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he's going to be meeting with China again the next few weeks. They really do have to kind of work on the bigger agreement. So think of it this way. It's like you've got a verbal accepted offer on your house deal, but no contracts have been drafted yet.
So tell me about consumers then. How much are consumers here going to feel this? I mean, obviously 145% was going to be disastrous. 30%, will we notice that much?
Well, it depends what you're buying and what gets passed on to us. I think that if you're talking about, say, a kid's toys, or you're looking at shoes that come from Vietnam or China, or some goods that will really see that increase pretty quickly, you'll see some price increase. It may not be 30% more, but there should be a drift up in prices. Now, if you're talking about perhaps does this lead to other deals with the rest of the world, that's where we might start to see the pressure come down a lot. So just think of it this way. When the administration began, there was a widely believed concept among corporate America that there would be 10% tariffs that were applied. That's what they were kind of planning on. So when these 125% or 46% on Vietnam, when that was announced, it really took people by surprise. The tariffs that now could be contemplated and potentially agreed to were much more in line with expectations. And I think companies are willing to absorb some of those price increases without passing it dollar for dollar onto the consumer.
I loved your description. Everybody blinked.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody blinked.
And as this plays out, this is interesting. Some companies that have at least part of their operations based in China are saying they might come to the U.S. They want to anyway, Texas in particular.
Yeah.
But the devil is in the details, because for some of these companies, it is easier said than done.
It's an interesting sort of economic trend developers are at least starting to see. In Texas and in other states as well, a wave of Chinese companies are reportedly rushing to move their manufacturing to the United States, to the states, to stave off President Trump's tariffs and the impact they will actually have on their businesses. We spoke to a global economics expert who explained, you know, among other things, why it's not so easy to just, you know, pick up and relocate a Chinese company here, as the Trump administration is suggesting. You know, many of these Chinese companies are coming to the States for the very first time, including a novelty gift company and a Chinese petrochemical firm as well. You know, as they establish new factories and facilities in Dallas, Houston, Reno, Nevada, their main focus is really to remain competitive. And then for some, it's just to survive in general under the Trump administration's soaring tariffs and then restrictive trade policies, along with the huge learning curve these Chinese companies are juggling, maintaining crucial supply chains, complying with U.S. labor and regulatory laws, as well as dealing with U.S. security concerns who worry about Chinese espionage.
It's not that easy to produce in this country. It's very easy to consume, but it's not that easy to produce. The labor laws and the complicated environmental regulations, and also the Chinese industrial ecosystem is vastly superior to the industrial ecosystem in this country.
That was News Nation's Xavier Walton reporting. The tariffs, though, the 90-day pause, if you want to call it that, on these tariffs, I keep going back to that. You know, the CEOs of Target, Walmart, and Home Depot showing up at the White House saying, you gotta do something about this.
Because a lot of that stuff, let's be honest, a lot of that stuff, what do you say, 50% of the stuff on the shelves are from China?
They're from China.
So,
they saw this coming, and they stocked up on their inventory, but eventually that inventory is going to run out.
Yep.
And then you get prices doubling and tripling, and that you can't do that.
You know, and he brought up a good point that a lot of people do want to open factories in the United States, and there are some states like Texas that are friendlier than others when it comes to business. But he did bring up a point. There's labor laws that you have to, and they don't have those in
Which
China.
Clearly, they don't have.
Yeah,
in China.
And you know, you don't have a workers' rights over there really all that much, and so. This is why one of the big problems that make things more expensive for these companies is a payroll.
That you're 10 years old, get to work.
Yeah. Right? I know it's sad, but that's the reality of everything. And if you could do it over there cheaper, why wouldn't you if you're a big corporation or you're a big company?
President also is going to be traveling to the Middle East next weekend amid a lot of questions that have come up based on an announcement by the government of Qatar. Questions revolving around whether a U.S. government official should be allowed to accept a gift from a foreign government. Now, in general, the answer to that question is no, that is not allowed, but there are some exceptions. And so all of that's now being debated after reports this weekend that the president has been offered a new Air Force One from the royal family in Qatar.
A source briefed on the matter told Reuters that the Trump administration plans to accept that gift. A new commercial 747-8 costs around $400 million and will be one of the most valuable gifts ever received by the U.S. government. The source said it would eventually go to Trump's presidential library after he leaves office. Trump appeared to confirm the proposal on Truth Social late Sunday. He posted, quote, "So the fact that the Defense Department is getting a gift free of charge of a 747 aircraft to replace the 40-year-old Air Force One temporarily in a very public and transparent transaction so bothers the crooked Democrats that they insist we pay top dollar for the plane." His post followed Democrats and good government advocates condemning reports of a gift, citing major ethical and legal concerns. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer was one of them, posting on X that, quote, "Nothing says America first like Air Force One brought to you by Qatar." The New York Times cited a Qatari spokesperson who told them the plane transfer was still being considered and no decision had been made. ABC News was first to report the planned gift on Sunday. Trump has expressed frustration at delays in Boeing delivering two new 747-8 aircraft to serve as updated Air Force Ones. In February, Trump toured the Qatari-owned plane when it was parked near his resort in Florida. At the time, the White House said he did that to get a better understanding of how a new Air Force One plane would be configured. Sunday's reports come ahead of a planned visit by Trump to Qatar this week, but the plane won't be presented or accepted during the trip.
There's so many questions about
this.
Yeah,
I get worried by that. If, take this. You know, you better sweep the heck out of that thing before you let the president in it. What if it just blew up?
And when you're in your office, make sure you speak into this lamp.
Yeah, right? Exactly. We're going to have this special lamp here.
Or you know, built-in mechanical problems. And I'm with you. I don't know if I'd take one.
Statue of Liberty we got from France, and that's nice, okay? But that's not a plane, and you don't put the president in it.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.